Welcome to I Feel Snitty, episode 13, entitled Insane in the Ukraine, Part 2. I'm your host, Craig Rosnicki. Well, as promised in the previous episode, I will now provide listeners with what I feel are the missing 15 minutes of dialogue between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky in the July 25th phone call.
So, you understand what I'm saying, right? I'll only give you military funding if you dig up dirt on my likely opponent in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter.
Yes, Mr. President, I understand.
Are you sure? Like, really sure? I am basically telling you to rig our election so I win.
Yes, I think you've made that quite clear.
Okay, good. What's that called, anyway?
What's what called?
You know, I'll only do something if you do something. There's a term for that, right?
We agreed not to use that term on this call, remember? That's why we came up with a code word for it.
Oh, yeah. What's that code word again?
Covfefe.
Really? I thought the code word was something like quid pro quo.
That's... never mind. You have yourself a deal, Mr. President. Operation Covfefe has officially been launched.
Operation quid pro quo, gotcha.
You really shouldn't use that word, Mr. President.
Why not? Are you religious or something?
Yes, something like that.
So tell me something. Have you ever just gone and grabbed a woman by the, how do I put this? The covfefe?
What does that mean?
You know, it's like our code word.
For the operation, not for anything else.
Oh, right, that quid pro quo thing.
I suggest we change the subject and talk about a different subject.
Okay, like what?
I don't know, Mr. President. You do know the best words. Think of something.
That's true, I do. Like, bigly. Wanna hear a joke?
Yes, I like that.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Come in.
What?
You knocked on the door, so I politely said you could come in.
That's not what you say. After I say knock, knock, you ask, who's there?
Why?
I don't know. I didn't, like, tweet the rules on knock, knock jokes. Okay, let's try this again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Laundry.
How can laundry just show up at my door and start talking? I do not believe that is possible.
Well, okay, so after I say laundry, you say, laundry who?
Why?
No, not laundry why, laundry who.
But why is it who and not why?
Why?
That's what I'm asking.
Huh?
What?
Just say laundry who, okay?
Laundry who?
Not now. Ugh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Laundry.
Laundry who?
Money laundering. The only laundry I've ever done. Get it?
Isn't that illegal?
Well, yeah. That's why I don't want my tax returns released. President Putin really has me by the covfefes, if you know what I mean.
No, I actually do not, Mr. President.
Very well. Let's see. What other crimes have I committed? I've got a whole laundry list of things.
I thought you didn't do laundry.
Who told you that?
You did.
When? Was I there?
A couple of minutes ago, and yes, I should hope so.
Whatever. Fake news. So back to my laundry list of crimes.
Are you sure you want to go into that?
Why not?
This could be used as evidence against you in a court of law.
Hey, it's like Johnny Cochran once said, if he admits, you must acquit.
I do not believe that's what he said.
Well, whatever it was pretty similar.
No, it really wasn't.
That's just your opinion.
More like fact, Mr. President.
Whatever. Tomato, zucchini.
What? Never mind. So how's the weather over there, Mr. President?
Getting colder by the day. Which is really quite something, because of the whole global warming crisis and all.
Isn't it getting close to winter?
Yeah, so?
Doesn't it always get colder around this time of year?
Exactly. So if global warming was real, this kind of thing would never happen. Excellent point, Zelensky.
That's not at all what I was saying, and it's Kalinsky.
Trubisky?
Kalinsky.
How about President K.Y. Jelly?
No.
Okay, President K.Y. Jelly it is. So is it the Ukraine or just Ukraine?
Just Ukraine.
So, if I'm listing off a bunch of countries, like, let's say, Russia, China, Turkey, chicken, sirloin, and just Ukraine?
No, it's not just Ukraine, it's just Ukraine.
So then, Russia, China, Turkey, chicken, sirloin, and just Ukraine?
Ukraine. That's it. Just Ukraine.
Oh, so Ukraine is like the abbreviation of just Ukraine? That makes sense.
So how's your wife?
Which one?
Your current one.
Oh, Melanie?
Isn't it Melania?
That's what I said. Melanie is good. Thanks for asking. She just came back from Canada. Her and Trudeau did this charity event thing. I think it was called the Justin Tea Party, or the Justin Teabag Party. I'm not sure which. She seemed very happy when she got back, though. Almost like she was glowing. Then I saw her texting with Justin. They were sending pictures back and forth, pretending to be nudists. Something to do with the charity. She has put so much work into that thing. I'm so proud of her.
It sounds like he's put a lot of work into her thing, too.
What?
It sounds like Justin Trudeau has worked very hard with your wife on their things.
Oh, yeah. True. So you said you went to Trump Tower in New York? Wasn't that like the biggest, best, most best hotel tower thingy you'd ever seen?
Yes, it was very nice.
Did you have that taco bowl there? Best taco bowl the size of guacamole.
Guacamole?
Yeah, that country near Mexico.
Oh, never heard of it. No, I didn't. I'll have to try that next time. Speaking of Mexico, have you built your wall yet?
Oh, it's coming. All the wall that was there prior to me entering office has stayed there. No more has been built. So yeah, I built that.
You built a wall before you were president?
Well, yeah. How else would have gotten built?
I don't know. Other people?
Don't be ridiculous. So like I was saying, this wall that was in place before I ever entered the Oval Office, and no more has been built, a wall I've never laid a hand on myself, I built that.
That's very impressive, Mr. President.
I know. Took a lot of hard work. You don't even know. No one does, including me.
Yes, that's what it certainly sounds like.
So, do you need anything else from us besides uranium, nukes, or whatever?
We're not asking for uranium, nukes, or even whatever, Mr. President.
Wait, so what do you want?
Military funding.
Oh, yeah. I always get those things mixed up.
Uranium, nukes, whatever, military funding. Yes, I can understand that, Mr. President.
Are you macking me?
I think you mean mocking.
No, it's macking. Anyway, how do you know English isn't your first language?
I'm beginning to wonder if it's yours.
You better cut it out. If you don't, this deal is off. Do you hear me?
What?
Do you hear me, President K.Y. Jelly?
I really wish you wouldn't call me that.
Do we have a deal or not? Military funding, uranium, nukes, and whatever, in exchange for dirt on an already debunked conspiracy theory. Deal or no deal?
Deal, Mr. President, deal. I do apologize, Mr. President. I have not been getting much sleep lately, and have not been getting any covfefe from the ladies.
Quid pro quo? Oh, so you mean like hookers? I've been there, watched them pee on each other. You know who is the best hookers? Russia. I know you and my Vladdy are probably aren't the best of friends, not even Facebook friends, or whatever. But he's really a great guy. You should get to know him better. He'll even help you with your laundry, if you catch my drift.
I don't believe I want to, Mr. President.
Okay, well, if you ever do, just call me.
I will do that, but won't actually do that. Thank you.
So is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
I can't think of anything. Thank you, Mr. President.
I wasn't finished. I was going to say, so is there anything else you'd like to discuss before interrupting whatever unimportant thing it was you were going to say, and then add, because there's something I like to talk about, how great my country really is.
Your country is very special, this is true.
I mean, just look at us. We have the best military, best healthcare system, best edu, best schools. Who always wins the Olympics? We do. Who always wins presidential elections in our country? Americans. That just proves we're the best right there.
That is quite something.
What Olympic sport do you think they should add, KY?
I don't know, Mr. President. There are already so many.
But are there enough? Can there ever be enough?
I don't think I'm really the one to ask about that.
The correct answer is a big fat but not obese no.
That's good to know, Mr. President. So what sports do you think they should add?
So many. So many. I mean, no matter what sport we add, my country's going to win. Rest assured.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question.
Hey, back off. Back off, KY. Don't be like the liberal, lamestream, fake news media from the best, freest, perhaps too free country in the history of the thingy, the United States of America.
Okay, I'll wait.
Good, good. Where was I?
Answering my question.
Which was?
What sporting events would you like added to the Olympics?
Oh, right, right. So, like, I think a lot of sports should be combined to form completely different sports. Like, instead of a tennis ball, I think in tennis they should use a basketball. It could be called basketennis. Instead of using a basketball, I think basketball players need to shoot a bowling ball. Bulleting has a certain ring to it, doesn't it? Then in soccer, they should have to kick around a ping pong ball. We could call it PP sock. What do you think?
Very interesting, Mr. President. I think you have quite an interesting vision. Please keep me updated on this and let me know how it goes.
Will do. Oh, I have another one. Combine curling and figure skating, so the duets have to skate around holding brooms. I'm not sure what to call it yet, but I'm leaning toward figure curl werching.
Werching?
Yes, werching. You've never heard of it?
No, sorry. You really do know the best words, Mr. President.
I know. Speaking of which, you want to go and get a hamburger or something?
Right now?
Yeah, sure.
I'm in Ukraine.
Using the abbreviation again. Okay. Well, the next time you're not in just Ukraine and are in a far better country, the USA, we'll grab a hamburger. Sound good?
Okay, but for the last time, it's Ukraine, not just Ukraine. It's Ukraine. Got that?
All right. Don't be so uptight, KY. You're like one of those guys who abbreviates June to J-E-W-N.
I think you mean J-U-N.
No, that's Jun. I'm talking about June. Big difference.
And scene. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'll see you again next week. Until then, check me out on Podbean, Twitter, Amazon, and Blogspot. This has been I Feel Snitty with Craig Rosnicki. Take care.